This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half to the hour, who wants to be here? Jennifer, you want to be here?
Sure.
All right. Victoria, you want to be here?
Why not?
Jay, what do you mean, why
of
not?
Of course.
Yeah, enthusiasm here. There's asylum from the rest of radio right here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, offering protection for all those who are interested in wisdom and knowledge, which we all have. Some of us have more than others because some of us are older and more experienced than others. With age comes wisdom and knowledge. Right? Okay. I just thought I'd pass that along because there are some people who think that just because you get old or I get old, I have lost my touch. I don't know that I think that that's true, but I can understand how it is because I grew up around a lot. When I was I'm being facetious, obviously, not having fun with Victoria more than anybody else, but I have, and when I was teaching school, I remember the kids used to, the girls who sat in the front row, always the girls sat in the front of the class in the 7th and 8th and 9th grades, the boys sat in the back, the girls sat in the front. And I didn't do, a lot of times then you were required to take attendance in each class, and people would be in alphabetical order so that you could, in some of the classes, so that it was easy for the teacher to take attendance. But I never really paid much attention to that. I broke all the rules. See, when I was a kid doing this stuff, Victoria, I was just like you. I thought that nobody, the older people who were in charge, didn't know what they were doing. I decided to do it my way.
I make fun of you for keeping, you know, like Blue Bloods on the air and, like, you know, old shows.
I love Blue Bloods, for the record.
Okay. Like CBS. Doug keeps CBS on the air.
Yes,
but no, I don't think that I believe in wisdom and learning and, you know, and, and
yes, you do.
Over time. And the lessons you acquire, of course.
All right. So here is what people like to watch on Netflix. I decided we'd go away from CBS, NBC, and ABC because there seems to be a difference of opinion as to who's watching what. So, according to a survey that was done, if I can read the fine print, I saw this before. Let's see here. Who is this? What's the source? The Status Commerce something or other. I don't know. My glasses. There's a winter storm called Oakley that's beating across the country. And it's interesting because I usually make my arrangements to go out to L.A. To go Friday evening, but I went early this time, and I'm apparently going to miss this storm, which will dump another foot of snow. It'll be gone in a week, but still it'll throw things off. If you're going to travel, have that in your mind. At any rate, so what do we like to watch on Netflix? Number one, 76% of the people surveyed said they wanted to watch more comedies on Netflix. 65% said dramas. 59% said thrillers and mystery shows. 55% of those who surveyed want to watch documentaries. 46% sci-fi stuff. I don't know what the category sci-fi is sort of spread out. It used to be monsters and creepy crawly creatures. Now there's a lot of different things, right? The stories of what's going on other planets and things. Yeah. Let's see here. 45% like animation. 40% want horror. Jay must have answered that part of the question. And then there are 37% want music videos. So that's how the breakdown.
Music videos, that's weird.
I was going to say, how does today's generation know what those are?
Music videos? What, they don't make them anymore? I thought they still made music videos. You
know? No, they do. We grew up on MTV when it was music television, where now it's reality television.
Back in the old days.
Mm-hmm. Back
in our day.
Now everybody just makes a video and it goes out on YouTube or Vimeo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only place you can see music videos.
I want to know, who's the audience then? We're talking about audiences that watches a show like this one on A&E, Adults Adopting Adults.
Oh, this is as one.
I, Do you know that one, Jennifer?
No, I don't know that one. Uh-oh. What's it about?
It's so creepy.
It is creepy. It's really creepy. They had 10 or 11 episodes in the can. It started in January. They've canceled it because people who were watching it were upset because part of the storyline in this most recent episode, the theme was then some old 60-year-old guy adopting a 20-year-old pregnant mother. And he admitted to having feelings for her.
Well, it's so Woody
No, that
Allen
was a previous time. It came out that there was another time that he and his wife were trying to adopt an 18-year-old, and then he developed romantic feelings for her, and the wife was saying how she's worried that history's going to repeat itself, and everybody was like, this is dark and creepy. We don't want to watch it. Well, they aired 3 episodes, and we're like, nah.
No, huh? Okay. Well,
I mean, they
go.
Just try to, at this point, with reality TV now, they just try to come up with, like, the most outrageous thing that they can think of. Mm-hmm. And this is the result. It's just, this is basically criminal. I mean, it's awful.
Who watches then? But who does this appeal to, though?
I don't know. I can't even watch an episode of Hoarders because it's just so gross. But people like watching freak shows.
I think it makes people feel better about themselves, right?
TLC, the TLC was the learning channel, and literally people call it the learning circus at this point because it's just so crazy.
I just don't. This is so depressing. All right, let's not talk about that anymore. Here's something that's good from the world of entertainment. Pink, who's somebody I like. I just like her. I like her looks.
She's really good in concert, by the way. If you ever get a chance to see her, she's excellent.
So she's the smartest parent I know in Hollywood because she has laid down the law, no phones for my children. Good for her. Now, that may sound like it's coming from an old curmudgeon, but I think... let's see, her daughter is 10, and she wants one, and her mother says, no, you can't have one. The idea that a 10-year-old needs to have a phone is ridiculous, and I say that directly to parents who are listening who say, I'm getting a phone for my 10-year-old. You're an irresponsible, bad parent.
When you say that. I'm going to go ahead and say it. As a parent, Doug, I hate when you say, if you do this, then you're a bad parent. There are so many aspects.
Okay,
but
so
there's so
my
many
point
different aspects that actually make a bad parent. And I agree with you on the topic of the phones. 10-year-olds don't need a phone, but there might be some families where their 10-year-old is in a lot of activities where they're not around their parents, and a parent needs to be
a lot of
time
with their kids.
Some of it's safety.
Yeah.
Isn't that, well, what kind of a comment is that on society, then? If that's the reality, then this is a much deeper issue.
So focus on society,
not calling people bad parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I say that parents are bad that let their children play football in high school. I think that's bad parenting as well. And then maybe people criticize me for that.
And you're a perfect parent?
No.
I didn't play football, but I had
this is not about me.
In sports.
Yeah. Well, I just,
my mom
it's not about
wonderful.
Me.
She was not coaching a lot of sports.
Who was?
My mom.
Your mother, right, Doris. Hi, Doris. How you doing? Doris is listening right now, as a matter of fact. She's smiling because we're talking about her. At any rate, well, we're here to talk about what we think, and I think that way, and you think another way. It's okay. People can throw rotten bananas at their radio if they want to. I just happen to feel strongly about stuff like that. And the people around me.
By the time your grandson, let's get back to reality. By the time your grandson Miles is 10, he will probably have a phone because it's only getting younger and younger, and it's more pressure on kids and parents to keep up. And you don't want to have your kid be the only kid who doesn't have a phone. I mean, there are a lot of pressures, and you don't want to make your kids stand out in a bad way, right? I mean, with bullying and cyberbullying and everything, there's already enough pressure on kids. And so if you're the one kid who wasn't allowed to eat any sugar, you know, growing up in our generation. My mom doesn't let me have any sugar cereal. You know, like, there's always that kid. Why would you want to put your kid in a spotlight like that? It just, you know, at some point, everybody has technology. It's just it's a fact of life. Do I think a 6-year-old needs it? No, but look around. Every baby has a tablet. They all have it. You know, it's a reality.
My grandson didn't have it. My daughter agrees with me. And,
yeah, well, let's see how long she's
My 1.5-year-old does have a tablet.
Your 1.5 has a tablet? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, most kids do. I mean, most kids do.
But it's not most of the science that's attached to it, and this is not about Jay, I'm not going to apologize for what I know and what I've read and what I understand. Having a tablet and watching all that stuff when you're a year and a half, year or 2 years old, isn't good for your brain. And that's the study on top of the study.
My pediatrician is, or his pediatrician's okay with it. My kid knows words because of his tablet and games we play on it together. He laughs at humor because he understands the concept.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's your experience. I'm just telling you what I have been told by people that I respect. So does it go around and around? I suppose it does. But under the circumstances, what it, you know, it, what we listen to, oftentimes what we agree with is what we think ourselves. And so back to Pink and why she did what she did. She said, for children, I'm not there yet. I have a 10-year-old who doesn't have a phone. And you know, most of the children in my class, the fifth grade, have a phone, she pointed out to her mother yesterday. That doesn't move my needle. I don't care. And I guess maybe that's where I am. To each his own. I don't think, well, I can understand why you'd be sensitive to me.
Yeah, it comes to, I mean, if you look, if Jay's involved with Mac and he's sitting there and they're doing stuff together, that's a little different. I think the stresses of having a 10-year-old with a phone when, well, not even the babysitter aspect, but like having people bully and do whatever they might do on social media and not having control of what the kid is seeing and the mom is not there all the time, like Pink's not going to be with her 10-year-old all the time, I can understand why it's probably easier just to keep them away from it if they can. If, I mean, now, pretty sure they don't have to worry about the kid being alone all the time.
Here's what I would wonder. Most of you are familiar with Calm, C-A-L-M, and what they, there are lots of videos, lots of stuff that's available online that's good for adults. And I happen to watch it myself on the plane when I'm going to California and I want to go to sleep. After I've had something to eat, I put on Calm, and in like 30 seconds, I'm gonzo.
Listening to Matthew McConaughey read you a bedtime story?
Well, whatever. If so, if a child...
The Harry Styles one was the best.
But if your child has a hard time going to sleep, maybe this would help if they're not looking at it, if they're listening to it. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm being outvoted here, but that's what happens when you're Captain Curmudgeon. 18 past the hour on the DJV program.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is dropped at gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away,
doctor. No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
My leg was painful, red, and swollen just doing the crossword puzzle. I could have put off telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
He told his doctor and found out his leg pain, swelling, and redness are deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to the lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. If you have one or more of these symptoms, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, Mal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. We know vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour here on the DJV program with Jay and Victoria and Jennifer and Doug, focusing on the social media items that are of interest and import, the trending things, and Sam Hunt's wife with the announcement. Was it yesterday, Jay? She said, I'm getting a divorce from you, and then she decided not to. Well, not then.
Yeah, like hours later after she filed, she kind of withdrew the filing, and then here she filed again, and we know why. It was in the wrong county.
Yeah.
And it's just some paperwork issues. Well, in the way that when she filed and her lawyers filed, and then they retracted it with a petition that was quote-unquote voluntarily non-suited without prejudice, which means she could file for divorce at a later date. However, you can't withdraw the second time. It would have to stick. Mm. And here it was just some paperwork issues. Wrong county.
So he's
apparently
still
that
a dog.
Happens.
But the
he's
headline.
Still a dog. There's still
he's still a dog. Still cheating
the headline
on his pregnant
was,
wife.
Without getting into the story, the headline was she withdrew her petition. So
yeah, the first
like,
one
she
did,
must have
yeah.
reconciled or whatever.
That's
it
what
is.
It seemed like at first. It was all over TMZ,
right.
And then yeah,
right.
And then, nope,
yeah.
She refiled.
Yeah, no, just a
all
mistake.
Right. So Alec Baldwin earlier. Well, was it Monday we were talking about Alec Baldwin? And he could have fired without knowing that he fired the gun.
Yes.
That sort
yep.
of stuff. So apparently the lady whose husband is speaking out now, she's in charge of the gun, right? She isn't the one. Which one is which here?
Wait,
Hutchins,
who's speaking out?
Hutchins was the one who was
Hutchins,
killed.
Yes.
What's the name
killed.
Of the woman who was the person in charge?
Hannah
of?
Gutierrez Reed.
Okay, so I miss, sometimes I look at these and the names kind of blend together. Anyway, so Hutchins' husband,
Matt Hutchins says
that it's absurd that Baldwin doesn't feel responsible for the wife, for the death of this woman. I don't remember hearing Alec Baldwin say he didn't feel any guilt for the shooting.
He was asked, I think, by George Stephanopoulos when he did that interview if he feels guilty. And he said he feels sad and he felt, you know, all the horrible emotions. But he said he didn't feel guilty because he didn't feel like he did anything wrong. Mm-hmm. And so I can see both sides of this. I mean, obviously, this poor guy lost his wife in a very tragic way. And, and how is the, I mean, I think everyone kind of agrees that it really wasn't Alec Baldwin's fault and that the, you know, obviously the gun never should have had a live round in it. We all know that and can agree. And the way that the gun, what you were referring to is the sheriff's department did experiments with the gun and that if it's cocked back, that little hammer thing at the top of the old-timey gun, without doing anything, it can actually discharge.
You know what would start some interesting conversation, the expression that comes from the gun rights people, that guns don't shoot people, people do. In this case, gunshot went off, and it wasn't the person who was holding it that made it go off.
Yes, well, he says. Okay, I have a hard time believing. He could have been holding the trigger lightly. I have a hard time believing that it just discharged. I mean, I think it's a convenient thing to say, but.
But that's
know.
What the sheriff's department said.
But you would understand how this would bring that discussion around.
That without pulling the trigger, those guns will go off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just said, this is also the husband was also the one who was upset that Baldwin didn't really provide any aid on the set after the woman was shot and didn't do anything for about 20 minutes.
All right. Well, it's all food for thought. This is the DJV program with lots of food and fuel for thought. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
War has broken out in the Ukraine. Russia has launched a full-scale attack on its neighbor. The roadways leading out of the capital city of Kyiv have become a parking lot as roughly 3 million people try to flee Russian hostility. United States, United Nations Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield at the hastened UN emergency meeting last night.
Russia has brought its people, the Ukrainian people, and the world to the brink of a conflict that will produce an untold amount of human suffering. Everyday Russians should be asking themselves right now how many Russian lives Putin will sacrifice for his cynical ambitions.
President Biden has condemned Putin's deadly actions in Ukraine and vowed to unload severe sanctions against Russia and its leadership sometime Thursday. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Diplomacy and the threat of sanctions have failed in Ukraine. Russia has launched a full-scale attack on its neighbor. The roadways leading out of the capital city of Kyiv have become a parking lot, as roughly 3 million people are trying to flee the bombardments. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Rick Grenell on Newsmax says that former Chancellor Angela Merkel and Germany are at fault for this, emboldening Russia with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline plans. But more importantly,
we should all be saying a prayer for the people of Ukraine. This is a needless war. It should not be happening. And I blame the Germans for showing how weak they were going to be on the world stage, certainly encouraging NATO members to not help Ukraine, certainly telling the Ukrainian government to take NATO membership off the options list, to give in to the Russians. The weakness that the Germans have created has really caused this rewriting of borders in Europe.
A pair of unusual glass balls have been discovered on the surface of the moon by China's lunar rover. The semi-transparent spheres measure up to 4 centimeters across and were captured by U-2-2's panoramic camera. Glass is not uncommon on the moon with all the meteor activity, but sphere-shaped glass is unusual. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ideas are king and queen, I suppose, here. There are more queens than kings. We have Queen Jennifer, Queen Victoria, Queen Jay, and then there's King Doug. Sounds like King Tut, doesn't it? King
More like
Tut.
The court jester, but okay, we'll allow it.
I'm the court jester? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes.
All right, so it's 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program. I want to spend a little bit more time talking about what we were talking about before, and I'll tell you why. As I think about these things, and oftentimes because our conversation here is just that. It's conversation among friends, people who love each other, and it's spontaneous. There's no rehearsal, and most of the time the ladies don't know what I'm going to talk about. They just, you know, they have a drift, and they also know what's going on, so they can sort of follow along. And so I was thinking about when Jay first came, and this is not about Jay, but it is kind of. I think that when Jay first got here, which was, what, a year and a half ago? How long have you been here?
Maybe January 2021.
Okay, so a year.
Oh, it's a year.
Yeah. Jennifer is a senior. Jennifer has been here for, what, 17 years? How long have
Jennifer
you been
Jennifer has chains on her somewhere. That's how long she's been here. She's chained.
Think I'm the union steward of the program. I started here in 2006.
Ooh.
Okay, so that's, what, 16, 17 years ago. So I thought. Okay.
That's my entire radio career. Wow.
I've known her since she was a teenager. And so it's like, you know, the different watching her grow up. I'm so proud of what she's done and what she's doing. And Victoria, the same with you, in the sense that I know where you came from. And maybe I know more about Jay than, you know, I let on because I'm friends with her father. But when she came here, she was quiet. She was shy. She wasn't sure what she was supposed to say or do. And as with everybody else, it's kind of like, it may not be good parenting, but you throw your kid into the swimming pool, and if he swims, fine. If he doesn't, he sinks. It's not necessarily great parenting, but it's a way to learn. And in this environment, because everybody is encouraged to think for himself, herself, what I said all along was, come on, you need to be more involved. She wanted to find and needed to find her own way. And it's not necessarily about Jay, but it's a great lesson in how people, and I think I've been fortunate in finding these three ladies to be on the air with. They all have their own personalities. And Jay's, although I didn't know it at the beginning, she has, but in my instinctive feelings about people in radio, she had a lot to say. And maybe for whatever the reason, she wanted to defer to Jennifer or Victoria or whatever. And I just said, or I told her father, tell her to open up. Come on, let's go. So when you just had the exchange with me that you did, and those who didn't hear the exchange, you can hear it in the DJV download or later today because we play all of the full program. If we can get TuneIn Radio to work, you can hear the full program all day, every day. And Jay took exception to me saying that a parent, we were talking about Pink not allowing her 10-year-old to have a phone. And I was lauding her for that and think, you know, off into having tablets and stuff when you're young. And I said that you're a bad parent if you do that, at which time Jay took serious exception to me saying that. And she was very strongly critical of me. And I thought that upon thinking about it, that she was right in her criticism of me. And I then thought, okay, so why do I have this? Why does she have the strong feelings that she does? Why do I have the strong feelings that I do? Victoria will pass it off on generational stuff. And maybe that's partially true. But I'm asking all of you who have strong feelings about stuff, whether it's this sort of thing or whether it's political or whether it's religious or whether it's about the job or the boss or whatever it is, that you examine your own thinking sometimes, because when you do, you might change your mind. You might not. But at least it's important to examine your feelings. Too many people today, in my opinion, rely on what others say and think. They latch themselves on to a train of thought that they feel safe discussing or at least agreeing and having those points of view. And so what I encourage here, not only for the ladies who are on the air, but for people who are listening, just because I say something or anybody here says something, that doesn't mean we are right or wrong, or that we should be silenced, or our values be more because it agrees with everybody else. It just is how we think based on our experiences. And so what you caused me to do, Jay, was think, why do I have that strong feeling? Why did I teach that to my children? And to a point, they still have those points of view.
Although, I think what you might be missing, though, Doug, is not necessarily that you have those feelings. Those are your feelings, and those are okay. It's not like you're wrong in how you raised your kids or what you teach your kids. It's when you say, you're an awful parent if, dot,
yes,
dot, dot.
You don't do what I do.
You're a bad person if, right. Dot, dot, dot. And you know what? We all have moments of weakness. I know, like, I think only, I really try in politics not to go, ugh. vilify people because I try to articulate my problems with people's policies instead of, mm-hmm. like, them personally. The exception is I had a moment of weakness with Alec Baldwin because I called him awful, and I still might stand by it, but you know what I'm saying. Like, so,
yeah,
like,
right. We all
do it. You try to vilify the person. It's the policy, and I think you right. vilify people when you say you're awful.
And well, but so I didn't say, Jay, you're a bad parent, but that's how she took it, and it
well,
may
no,
have
that's not how I, that is not how I took it at all. I know okay. I'm an awesome parent. I'm very confident in my mothering.
Well,
it's the narrative. See? It's the narrative, and it's not just about parenting. It's the narrative of I have these strong feelings, and if you have different strong feelings, then you're the problem. And that's mm-hmm. and look at COVID. Look at what politics does. There are people who are in the Democratic Party who hate Republicans just for the pure fact that the Republicans
Republican.
Have a different opinion, and vice versa.
Right.
People yeah. with, regarding the vaccine, people have lost friendships and relationships because of the whole narrative of, well,
awful?
I yeah. think you should get vaccinated. Well, I think you're stupid for getting vaccinated. Okay, friend, like relationship over, friendship over. It's just that concept of. I think this, you think differently, you're a horrible person because
right.
of it.
And that is a problem, and that's what causes the problem. So you call me out on it, and now I'm thinking about it, and then thinking, okay, well, she's right. And I would tell you, and anybody who knows my two children, even though they knew what my values were, and as children, you grow up to the environment that you're around is what's going to predicate who you are and what you're like as you grow older. And I think about my father and I. My mother was milquetoast. She had no real influence on me. And I don't say that trying to not be loving. I just, my mother was absent. And my father was a Germanic autocrat who was an orphan. And I remember once saying to somebody that I loved that I guess I'm this way because of my father. And she said to me, you're a little old to be blaming your parents for whatever the issue or whatever your problem is. And I'm not sure that I subscribe to that because I think that parenting has its impact on you for your entire life and the environment
yeah,
that you
but,
can,
yeah,
but you can modify.
Yeah, there are way too many people who get to be way too old and they're still blaming,
yeah.
their parents for their problems. And there's a point where you get to grab a hold of your own life and make choices that,
right.
can remedy.
And that's what I was
going to
say about my two children. Nobody would confuse them with people that don't think for themselves. they're like off on their own thing. And some of the stuff that they do, they look back at me and say, thanks, Dad. And other things, they say, Dad, that was terrible. Why did you tell me that? Or Megan's especially. Brendan's very outspoken, but he's not likely to criticize me. Megan sometimes is. And it's okay. I can take it. I don't like it, but I can take it. And that's the thing. It doesn't mean that she doesn't love me. At all. It just means that she's thinking for herself, which she's happy to remind me. Dad, you told us to think for ourselves. So that's it. And with Jay, I feel like I'm a parent to a point with all of you because I've known you in different ways and Jay's been here the least. But the reason that I brought it up is because I was proud of what you said and the way that you stuck to your guns and you made me think about, and my attitude probably will be different going forward because of the way you handled that discussion. So
I appreciate that, Doug.
Having said that, let's talk about something that nobody wants to talk about, and that's what's going on in the Ukraine, or in Ukraine. I understand there's a kill list that Russia, that Putin or whoever is with him, they're looking for certain people in Ukraine to bump off. Is that how this is taking place?
That's been the rumor, right? Has that
yeah, President Zelensky is on the list. Of course, favorable media outlet, like journalists to Ukraine, anti-Russian journalists, different members of the government, people who lead factions that are anti-Russian, kill who you can't control, right?
You know that's how to not see how
problem.
Much they're well, going back to that era. And even before the Nazis, if you look at how Napoleon, for example, offed the people, or you can go to the Roman Empire. I suppose with any circumstance like this in history, it's always the same. Kill the people who don't agree with you, or
well, what's really
who are going to be
laughable,
in the way. Yeah, go ahead, Jen.
it was really laughable in the least funny way possible, just in irony, in the ironic department, is that Putin said he wants to denazize,
yes,
or I can't remember the name.
The denazification, yeah.
Of Ukraine.
Yeah.
But what's interesting, exactly, that's what he says. He wants to denazi Ukraine. And what's interesting, though, is that Zelensky, who is his enemy number one on the list, who was elected because he was strong against Vladimir Putin, is a Jew. And so it's an interesting place,
really,
to say you're trying to get rid of the Nazis when you're going after the Jewish president. But
so I was looking back in some of the rhetoric. You know, this all started with George W. Bush when Putin had a meeting with him when Bush Jr. was president. One of the things he said, and he said it to Bush in English, quote, "You have to understand, George, Ukraine is not even a country." This was 14 years ago.
It's always his mentality.
It's really, he's had his eye on this for whatever the reason. So what's his tie here? Has he got family or something happened to him there?
No,
yeah, I'm wondering that too.
He doesn't recognize the legitimacy of Ukraine.
Yeah,
look, he wants to reinstate the USSR, and this is what I think is really disturbing. Look, we talked about all the different options. Now it looks like he wants to take over all of Ukraine, right? There would be the thoughts that he would take over a limited space, maybe half the country. It appears now that the whole country is and probably will fall almost instantly, because they don't have the military strength of 190,000.
The rest of the world.
So this is the point. So if the rest of the world says, "Wait a second, you can't do that." If Poland, by the way, which is a country that is in NATO and has NATO protections, if they feel like they're threatened because they're next, essentially in the marching map, then do we enter, is this World War III? I mean, it's very scary. I don't like to fearmonger, but the options right now, what we're seeing right now, we're seeing something much bigger than
that. How does one guy, you wonder, you go back to, we weren't around during World War II or before that, in the 30s, when Hitler managed to, through his rhetoric as much as anything else, but then bumping off all of the people who were, his enemies, he just killed them all. Which goes on in Korea, what goes on in China, goes on in Russia, and that is still very prevalent thinking today and really unhealthy. So it is food for thought. 48 minutes now after the hour on the DJV program.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first,
I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's 53 past the hour now, time for Dr. Ken to answer some of your questions, some commonly asked questions. And one of the things on people's minds more than anything else, this doping thing that's gone on at the Olympics with this 15-year-old skater who apparently was on L-carnitine, hypoxin, and let's see if I can pronounce this, trimethoxazine. Why the hell do doctors make these, the pharmaceutical companies get simple names? Trimethoxazine, I think. All right, well, you know what I'm talking about anyway. So the combination of these things have been found in her system. I think I've taken L-carnitine over the years because I knew that it was good for getting the oxygen around your system, especially your heart. I guess hypoxin does the same thing. So what do we know about this other thing? As a cardiologist, I'm sure you know how to pronounce this and also what it does.
Well, this is a drug which is not authorized in America to be used to help prevent angina. And this drug, trimethoxazine, and I tell you, I know that she tested positive for it. I don't really know enough about this drug, and I think that even the Olympic judges are still out on this, and I think we just have to stay tuned because I think people are not yet sure what to do about this, whether it's really needed for a physical ailment. But, I don't think we have enough yet to judge her.
She has no physical ailment. She has no physical maladies at all. This was obviously
taken. We know that for sure?
Yeah,
we were talking about that. We do know that for sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're ahead of me on this.
All right. So, but the fact that you just said something that I didn't know, that this drug was not, I'd never heard of it before, but not authorized for use in the United States, must be authorized for use in Russia. That's where it came from. So why would it not, I guess the question here is, why would it not be used or approved in America and approved in Russia?
You'll have to talk to the Russia FDA. Apparently the FDA feels...
They even have one?
I'm being a little lighthearted here. I don't want to add to any of the more stress that's already between our two wonderful nations. Uh-huh. Apparently our FDA has chosen that it's not safe and effective, and you'll have to ask the Russian equivalent because they've decided that it is. And why there's a difference of opinion, we'll have to hear their side.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Intolerance to cholesterol-lowering drugs, i.e. statins. This is a question I've had for you since you put me on a statin a year and a half ago. I still wonder because I still hear things that bother me, even though I've stuck with the routine to a point that I have lowered my bad cholesterol. I don't know if we'll see what the numbers are when I have my visit with you next month. This information that I see here suggests that you shouldn't worry about. Well, you've been saying that. You've been one of the foremost proponents of statins for a long, long time, right? I think you said to me once, everybody ought to be on a statin.
No, I didn't say that. Please don't quote me incorrectly. And I don't think I'm one of the foremost, but I think that, you know, mainstream cardiologists realize this is one of the best tools in our tool bag if you have plaque in the circulation. And we don't think it should be in the water, but it depends on the individual. These decisions need to be individualized, whether the risks and benefits outweigh the benefits outweigh the risks. But you illustrated exactly one of the problems with using statins. You know, you heard it, you start believing it. And this is a study of millions of people, multiple studies, studying whether people actually get direct effects from the statins that are adverse effects. And the conclusion is multi-million patient studies that most people who go off statins, and in some studies up to one out of two people, they're prescribed and they stop them. And usually it's not because they get physical issues. It's because they hear things like you just said, and then they convince themselves that it must be causing whatever's going on, and then they stop it. And that's what they discovered in this study.
Like
and
the crash that they keep complaining about.
Right. And actually only about 5 to 10% of people have true adverse effects for them and stop them. Unlike the 1 in 2 in some studies that stop it because they hear things like you and then they convince themselves that whatever's going on in their life is the statin, they stop it. Statins appropriately will keep you on planet Earth longer, preventing heart attacks and strokes.
All right, I'm going right down right now and take today's capsule that has the cholesterol-lowering drug statin in it so that I can keep myself on planet Earth for a little while longer to hassle with you when we get together here on Questions for Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour on the DJV Health Program.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.